Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me good.
Sponsored by the James A. Lovell, Captain James A. Lovell, Federal Health Care Center. Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Howdy.
All things quiet in TV this morning?
All things quiet, very saddened by the death of the great George Kennedy.
Yes. Yes, I couldn't agree more, but what a run. 91.
91 years old, an amazing career. Fantastic films that he put out through the
years.
Wasn't
he in Cool Hand Luke?
Say it again?
Wasn't he in Cool Hand Luke?
He won an Oscar for Cool Hand Luke. 1967, he won an Academy Award, Best Supporting Actor.
Be great if you had a clip.
Well, you know what? As it turns out, I believe we may have, we can put the needle on the record, as we used to say back
in
the day.
I can eat 50 eggs.
My boss says he can eat 50 eggs, he can eat 50 eggs.
Well, I believe I'll take part of that wager.
Now, when was the last time you ever saw my boy throw up?
Lord, whatever I've done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes.
No, he was...
My Lucille.
He was so good, staring off at Lucille in the distance. But Cool Hand Luke, Dirty Dozen. He was in all of the airport movies, the original airport movies. You know,
that's
remember
right.
the disaster films?
Sure. But can't we agree that the most amazing thing is that he lived through the filming of Naked Gun? Wouldn't we agree that that's the amazing thing?
That's right. He was in all the Naked Gun movies as well with O.J. Simpson.
And the fact that O.J. didn't murder him during the filming is rather remarkable.
I guess that's...
I mean, it'd be great if you had a clip.
I wonder if we do have something like that.
Hector Savage from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy. You got an address in there?
All I've got is a card that says Monique DiCarlo, 210 Bleckman Street.
That's the red light district. Wonder why Savage is hanging out down there.
Sex, Frank?
No, not right now, Ed. We got work to do.
That is the best written stupidity ever. Naked Gun is just, every time a Naked Gun movie would come out, you'd laugh for an hour and a half. It was all idiotic, but it was brilliantly stupid.
There were three of them, each one more stupid than the next.
Ah, fantastic.
Really,
so George
really
Kennedy,
funny.
God bless you. Thanks for the entertainment.
91 years old. He was a World War II combat veteran. Really quite a remarkable guy.
Oscar ratings from Dean. Sam Smith apologizes for something. And Chris Rock and the Girl Scout Cookies is not a new band. It's a story. And Dean has all of that coming up.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see.
Sing it, church.
But darling,
love that choir. I'm a little concerned that skinny Sam Smith is not going to sing as well as fat Sam Smith.
He sounded pretty good the other day, although he said he was disappointed with his performance at the Oscars on Sunday night. I thought he sounded fantastic.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know that you want a skinny. I mean, good for him and his health and his future.
Yeah, for health-wise, yes. But I think any doctor, if you get Kevin Most on the phone right now, he'll tell you that singers sound better when they're fat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we can all agree with that. You know, I mean, you know, imagine Pavarotti if he weighed 147 pounds.
Right. Aretha Franklin may be the only exception because she will tear the roof down anytime, any place, no matter what.
Tear the roof off the sucker
with her purse in her hand.
Sucker.
I'm carrying my purse because I don't want to leave my cash backstage.
Right, because that's where all the bad people are. The backstage people are the ones you can't trust. You can throw your purse in the audience, you get it back.
She knows. You don't know where I got my money.
He's not lying. You ever been backstage at any show? Comedy show, yep. Theater show, whatever show.
I don't leave pencils backstage when I'm backstage at a show.
No, I will throw my platinum card into the crowd, and I know I'll get it back. I take it backstage. I leave my wallet sitting around. It's gone.
Yep. We all know that, but Sam Smith...
LifeLock won't protect you backstage. That's how bad it is.
Nope. Sam Smith has lost about 50 pounds. He looks fantastic.
Yeah, what's he apologizing for?
He's apologizing because when he won the Academy Award for Best Original Song...
Yeah.
In his speech, he said that he had heard Sir Ian McKellen say that no openly gay person had ever won an Oscar before.
Okay.
That turns out that that's completely untrue. Elton John has won an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Melissa Etheridge has won an Oscar. Stephen Sondheim. He was called
out. So, in other words, except for all those people.
Except for all those people. And... Dustin Lance Black was won the screenwriting award, best screenplay for the movie Milk a couple of years ago. He actually called Sam Smith out on Twitter on the whole thing, saying, "You know, appreciate the sentiment, but check your Oscar history on that." So
Jodie Foster, there's another one.
Well, that has not been proven, Steve. We cannot.
Oh, is she not out?
We cannot say.
She pretty much came out at the Golden Globes, though, didn't she?
Did she?
I thought she did.
Yeah, when she said, "I gave my coming out speech years ago."
Well, I thought she
was at her house. She was alone, but she gave it.
Basically, when she stepped out of the door at the time. It was confusing, but either way, Sam Smith, who was 23 years old, by the way. I mean, he's a kid. Has apologized for it, and he said all he meant was that he's very proud to be who he is. So,
and good for him. Chris Rock Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
I thought it was the one extra bit that was kind of funny. You know, trying to do the Ellen DeGeneres viral video thing. I thought it sort of worked, but what happened?
In the middle of the show, you know, he says that he's trying to make, you know, like all parents, trying to sell Girl Scout cookies for his kids. Why not do it in front of this auditorium full of millionaires? So, you know, a Girl Scout troop comes out with cookies, and they're selling cookies to Leonardo DiCaprio and, you know, all the celebrities who are there. Later in the show, Chris Rock revealed a tote board that said that they had earned $65,000.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't anywhere near $65,000 that they had raised. The Girl Scouts, the troop that brought the cookies, only brought 500 boxes of cookies with them at $5 a box, Steve.
That would be $65,000.
That comes to
$2,500.
A little bit different than
Wasn't the tote board for comedy
sake?
It
was a joke. They said that the tote board was just a joke, but you know, just
where'd the money go, by the
way? For accuracy. It goes to not to Chris Rock's daughter's troop, Girl Scout troop in New York, but it'll go to a Girl Scout troop in Inglewood, California.
We're getting Girl Scout cookies on the show today. Remember Ann Johnsos produced this show for 114 years?
Of course.
Her daughters are selling Girl Scout cookies, and because I'm a soft touch, I bought 12,000 boxes. They're going to be delivered by tractor trailer later this morning.
I'm getting people coming back to me now saying, remember about a month ago when you signed up and you bought Girl Scout cookies? And I don't remember, but I'm not turning it down. I've got like 20 boxes of cookies that I've ordered from friends and coworkers. My little niece is like, Uncle Dean, remember when you bought these? It's like, no.
Well, but here's the thing. No, child, and don't speak to me unless I've spoken to you first. But here's the thing.
I get an English accent.
Yes. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know why you talk to your niece that way. But here's the thing.
I'm on Downton Abbey.
It is the easiest thing to do if you're busy, is to have people come up to you and go, remember when you owed me $20? Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? Because you'll just, okay. You know,
so that's the secret.
If a cute little kid comes up to you and goes, remember when you agreed to buy this? The cute little kid could be a pathological liar.
Yep.
You just go, yeah, here's your money.
I'm not complaining because, you know, it's nice to have a little snack nearby.
I can't imagine Girl Scout cookies last more than 30 seconds at Channel 9.
Oh, I'm telling you what. You could put virtually anything on a platter here and it'll be gone in about 30 seconds.
Oh, you put them out here and this is what you hear.
Gone!
People... And that's mostly the engineers.
You just hear a whoosh sound. Whoosh, platter empty.
Hey, one other thing, and I know you guys are running the video on this morning. You guys remember the movie Curly Sue?
Yes.
So The Voice is this huge hit on NBC. As a matter of fact, you could argue The Voice put American Idol out of business, even though The Voice doesn't seem to be making stars. They have this nice competition 3 or 4 times a year. There's a woman on there last night named Allison Porter,
yep,
who did Blue Bayou. Turns out she was Curly Sue.
She was Curly Sue in the movie and is now part of The Voice as a coach. Or she
contestant. Yeah.
Who picked her coach last night.
Yeah, so there you go.
Christina Aguilera.
Weird thing. No, she picked me.
Picked Steve Cochran.
That's the weird thing.
Steve, we have something special on our segment here tomorrow.
Oh, what are we doing?
I'm going to be joining you as always.
Yeah, of course.
So everyone's been warned. But we're going to be joined tomorrow by the president and CEO of Ravinia to reveal
the lineup. Oh, great.
For this coming summer.
That's great. I love that.
He's going to be there with you at Tribune Tower, if that's okay.
Sure, it's fine.
I'm sure you don't mind. You're like the whole person in person.
No, that's great. I know you and Kevin had a lot of meetings about this, trying to determine how to bring this up.
This is the meeting right now. I figure if I bring it up on the air, you can't say no.
Good move by you.
But Dean, just
how
offer
much money do I owe for the cookies?
I was going to say, offer him some Girl Scout cookies, Dean.
Yeah. Right. Give him some chocolate mints. He'll say yes to anything.
Yeah, whatever.
He's such a cheap date.
I'm easy. So that'll be great. That'll be great tomorrow. And then what you don't know, Dean, is on Thursday's show, we actually have the accountants from the Oscars who are going to be sitting with us.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, they have nothing to do with this show. They're just going to come in and sit with us.
Just come and sit on the show like that. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
828 Sealer. That's Dean Richards live from Channel 9. And so tomorrow, I don't know if you're aware of this. Kevin, thank you for setting this up.
You got it,
tomorrow,
Steve.
On the show, Kevin's been working hard on this for months. But Kevin has the lead of Ravinia, the big guy. I don't even need to say his name. We all know who we're talking about. He was going to be here to announce the Ravinia lineup.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. Probably should have gotten the name from Dean before.
I believe it's Wells Kaufman.
No, that's a bank.